Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The suitcase murderer, her name is Sarah Boone. She's the one who thought, you know what? Let's play hide and seek. Let's drink a bunch of wine and let's put you in the suitcase and then I'm going to taunt you and fall asleep and never let you out and then take no responsibility for any of it. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. This case is going to be, well, hopefully going to trial sometime soon if she finds her attorney after putting this lovely letter out to the world. Inmate seeks attorney. Looks like a circus, ad, like you'd see on the side of a pole somewhere. Looking for a prosperous challenge, ready for your close-up on national television? Are you zealous with a side of keen? Show the world who you are with your original creativity, extraordinary expertise, confidence, integrity, and it goes on and on and on. And then, of course, her inmate number and where to reach her. What the hell do we have going on here?
You know, she missed her calling.
Yeah.
Her calling should have been in advertisement. Because I truly believe this was quite clever. And her wording and everything. And obviously, this is so unique. She's gone through 8 attorneys. She's looking for number 9. I think that if she does have to represent herself throughout this trial that's going to be coming up here pretty soon, I don't know about what this is going to lead to in terms of the Sixth Amendment. Obviously she's really not capable, but the judge's hands have been tied. I mean, this is just, in my opinion, she's just bleeding the system for time and just putting off the inevitable, which is likely going to be a guilty verdict. And I think she's just pushing it off by firing all these attorneys.
That's one of those things you wonder, and like a crazy thought that, I mean, I've wondered sometimes, like, what if someone just kept firing their attorney over and over, or just saying, I can't work with him, or making the attorneys quit? What would happen? We're seeing that in real time. This is exactly that scenario. But ultimately, she's not going to win. I mean, this isn't going to end well for her. You can't just indefinitely go through, attorneys and hope that the trial just keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed. It's kind of like hacking the system to a certain way. And that, like, that, exactly what you said, Sixth Amendment issues here. Are we going to run into a serious appellate issue here if she does try to represent herself and fails and then gets, convicted on these charges?
Yeah, I think it's a real issue. But, you know, what do you do in a situation like this if you're the judge?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the answer is. Maybe somebody will answer this cleverly worded ad that does want to seek the limelight, that's fresh out of law school, that, you know, wants a challenge and that has a lot of patience. But again, my belief is this really is about an overall scheme by Sarah Boone to put off the inevitable. I think that's what we're seeing here. That's my belief. So I don't think there's anyone that can be appointed that she's going to get along with for this reason.
I feel anybody who answers her ad, I think that's the thing. No matter what, there is no level of patience. I think she'll just disagree with anybody no matter what. And push everyone away over and over and over again. I mean, I think the only obvious solution would be is if she agrees that she is the best representative of herself and then takes it on and doesn't continue to argue and say, no, I need an attorney, but you can't find the attorney that's going to be, perfect for her.
Well, I think the judge has had it, and I think we're going to see deadlines, that are in place be upheld. And, ultimately, we're probably going to see a trial with her representing herself, I think, up until the last moment.
Yeah.
At the last moment, she'll probably somehow try to get someone to represent her when she realizes the rubber's met the road. But, you know, unlike the Black Swan case, this is all on film. Mm-hmm. Everyone can see and has seen in the true crime community what she did. Mm-hmm. So whether you argue that she meant to do it or not, in other words, did she know that him being, you know, locked in a suitcase would result in him suffocating? Well, she should have known when he was, you know, begging for his life and she went to bed. So it's caught on tape, Tony, and she knows it. She doesn't strike me as a dumb person. In fact, I see her as very conniving.
Extremely. The argument was, I think, being made the other day. Somebody had mentioned, well, is she competent to stand trial? Yeah, very competent. She's too competent to stand trial. She knows how to bilk the system here for her own benefit after doing this horrible act. I mean, this is someone, though, too, who I genuinely believe she believes she's justified in everything that happened, and nobody's understanding her. She's just misunderstood, as many narcissists will say when they end up, you know, being, you know, held accountable for their actions. It's another case where it's like all roads lead to narcissism, as so many of these cases do, which is why we end up with such horrible behavior, because cause and effect, they never accept the effect of their actions and being culpable for what they did or what happened based on their poor choices or what they thought was right at the time.
Yeah. And I again, if she wouldn't have been caught, if you will, I think she would continue with this type of behavior because I agree with you. This is who she is at the end of the day. And she thinks she's justified in all her actions, A to Z, concerning this case, concerning the attorneys, concerning the court. So this is going, I think, to play out as one of, and this is sad to say, but I think it's just going to be an entertainment, which is so sad because, again, the victim, he's completely forgotten in all of this because of the circus that's going around in terms of the case and what she did to him. What a terrible death. That's a terrible death.
It is. I can't imagine. Other than like drowning. I mean, but essentially that's what's happening. You're being asphyxiated in that suitcase slowly but surely. And it's a horrible way to die, but you're exactly right. It is a circus. She's been making the posters for the circus. We'll see if anybody buys a ticket to join her circus train. That'll be interesting to see.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.